Hey, it's the Pete here, and it is another The Pete podcast. And you might hear my voice. I'm a little sick. I've actually been fighting a flu for the past almost a week. But I needed to get some things off my chest because things are getting pretty crazy here in America. Or I should say Merica. I think when Donald Trump becomes president, he'll change the name of the country, just America. No more USA, just no more America, just Merica. It's amazing to me the utter amount of disconnection between the popular consciousness and reality. I was watching a documentary on homegrown terrorism, and how easy it is for Americans to become American Muslims, I guess, to be radicalized. And I shouldn't say it's easy, like it happens all the time. It happens a tiny amount of the time. But just the idea that anybody could, like, look at the way ISIS or Al-Qaeda behave and think, yeah, that's the way to bring a peaceful earth together. I mean, it's, like, ridiculous. I mean, maybe I'm biased because I'm pretty much a hardcore atheist. And I feel like any idiot who believes that religion is going to save the planet is an idiot. And that's not going to happen. But I look at this disconnection between, you know, our popular, you know, intelligence level or consciousness or whatever, and reality, and I see it as a result of a disrespect for reality, a disrespect for facts, a disrespect for intelligence. And it's really frustrating because it's obvious to anybody with an IQ above 5 that Trump is completely manipulating everybody. I mean, is just totally manipulating all of his followers, all of it, all of the media. The media is just the most disgusting, sad, horrible landscape, the mainstream media. I mean, they should all be ashamed. All of them, they should be ashamed. Because every time you give a guy like Trump a voice on any kind of, you know, broadcast, you are helping stupidity. You are helping further falsities. Fallacies, that's the word. Falsities. Don't think that's a word. excuse me. And it's just really frustrating to be, you know, a fairly intelligent person, I think, and watch his line of bullshit just get accepted over and over again. It's mind-boggling to me how anyone can trust anything or believe anything or even think anything that man is saying makes any actual practical sense. You know? He's like, oh, let's shut down the borders until we figure out what's going on. What the hell do you mean? Shut down the borders till you figure out what's going on? Like, with what? Is it just immigration? Because if you look at the facts, immigration from Mexico, illegal and otherwise, has gone down in the last few years. So, nothing is going on, dickhead. Stop it. You know? But no, we don't listen to facts. We just listen to bullshit. We listen to fucking, pardon my French. We listen to Trump and his idiotic, you know, just BS. I mean, it's just, I'm just flabbergasted. I mean, the fact that we are this close to a Trump presidency, you know, here in at the very end of February, beginning of March, 2016, is stunning to me, and it's just, we should all be horribly ashamed that this is our country. Our country, we need to accept now that our country lauds stupidity and ignorance and doesn't like science, doesn't like facts, likes to denigrate science and fact. We see our politicians do it all the time. You know, we cut education, we cut healthcare, we cut all the things that make society worth being a part of. And what do we get? We get homegrown terrorists and a shitty economy and, you know, no more middle class. And it's just like, this is really, I don't know. It seems really bad to me. And I'm just tired of, I don't know. I'm just tired of all the stupidity. It's like, what? Seriously, how can anybody think Trump makes any sense? Half the stuff he says literally does not follow logic. There's just not logic underneath or behind the words that he uses. You know, and it's like you can see the words, you can hear the words that he chooses that are manipulative words, that are BS words, that don't mean what, you know, we want them to mean or what we think they mean. He's using them to mislead us. He is an utter salesperson, and we all know this, but for some reason, idiot Americans want to vote for him anyway, want to support him anyway. They know he's a liar, because that's what salespeople are, and all you stupid conservatives out there who are all like, rah, rah, shitty slicker, rah, no, you just latte-licking, Volvo-driving, yeah, well, you know what? Trump is the slickest of city slickers. Let me tell you, I've lived in a major American city for the last 22 years of my life, and nobody beats Trump at bullshit. He is everything you conservatives are supposed to hate about the big city. Everything. And yet you support him. It's disgusting. It's baffling. Mind-boggling, that was the word. And I just don't get it. You people have never seemed this stupid. You know, before now, but now you just have gone off the deep end. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say aside from what I've just said. You know, it's just kind of ridiculous. It's just, you know, it's not kind of ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. You know, and so whenever anybody votes for Trump, you're actually voting for an un-American president. You know, you're supporting an un-American person. You're supporting someone who doesn't understand, doesn't know the Constitution, doesn't know the Declaration of Independence, doesn't know the Bill of Rights, doesn't know basic morals. Man has had three wives, all from Eastern European countries. You know, I've got nothing against Eastern European countries, but isn't that where, I don't know, it just seems weird that he, you know, is marrying these foreign ladies and, you know, and yet espouses, you know, hatred for, you know, other kinds of immigrants. It's like, I don't see the difference. You know, you'll marry the hot ones from Eastern Europe, but you won't let the Mexican ones in from Mexico, you know. And anyway, it's just, he does not embody American beliefs, conservative or liberal. He is a capitalist, just like everybody in the mainstream media, where nobody gives a shit about, you know, actual journalism, actual truth-telling. Nobody, you know, he doesn't care about what reality is. The mainstream media doesn't care about what reality is. All either of them are out for is, you know, power and money. You know, the media wants to get you to read their stupid, you know, posts and watch their stupid shows. And Trump wants pretty much the same, only now his show is going to be the damn White House. So congratulations. This obsession with ill education and you know, mocking science and mocking intelligence and the stupid culture of ignorance that we've all, too many Americans have embraced, you know, well, guess what? You're fucking soaking in it now. And here we are, you know, less than a year out, you know, and the best scenario is Hillary getting to be president. Status quo. Well, that's better than a Trump presidency, but I'm really fucking tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. Really tired of it. You know, I might just sit this one out like I promised myself I would, but Trump is worse than Romney or McCain or anybody else. So, whatever. I'm out of time. This has been the Pete for the Pete Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is March 1st, 2016. Let me know what you think. The Pete on Twitter. Bye. Signing off.